ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. So last Sunday we have studied about the information the non-believers they used to say about the Quran, that this is a form of poetry, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is composing all these words in the form of poetry because he is a poet, he is a shair. Or the other statement was that he is a kahin, he is a fortune teller, the soothsayer, and the other people, they are coming to him and they are saying to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected all these ideas. And then he said that this is not the word of a shair or not the word of kahin. So today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arguing with that more, and he is establishing the fact that if he would say, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say anything about the Quran from his own, if it would be his own saying, then we should take it very seriously. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it very seriously. And he could snatch the power of any human being who will try to add anything into the Quran. Okay? And he even would cut down his life vein. He could take out the life also. So I found very severe words. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going back or after these people and is saying this in a very strong way. Now look at the meaning. وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا. لَوْ means if. تَقَوَّلَ making a talk from his own. You know, this, the root word of taqawwala is qawl. Qawl means talk. So if he would try to make this talk, alayna, about us, yani about the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if he mix any word from his own, ba'da laqawil, even not all of the ayat, but even some of his saying. Ba'da means some. Aqawil, saying. La'akhadna minhu. So, indeed, surely, we have taken from him the power. La'akhadna minhu bil yameen. Yameen is a right side. In Arabic, literal meaning of yameen, right side, but meaning the power. So if so, then we have taken out all the power from him. Okay. The other tafsir or the other meaning also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have taken from our own power everything from him. ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينَ. Then we should cut off. So qata'a, yaqta'u means cutting off. We cut off minhu from him alwateen. Alwateen is the life vein. Every human being has this vein that is also called jugular vein. And the whole, you know, body system, the whole life depends on the strength of that vein. So what happens when the animals, they are being slaughtered, so that this is the vein that is cut off, cutting off. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we could cut off his life vein, yani we should not leave him like that. فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. And if we would have done that, so there is no one among you. فَمَا, there is no one. Minkum, from you. Min ahadin, anyone. Anhu hajizin, that could stop us from doing that, or who could save him. Hajj is something like defender, who could come and defending him and save him from our decision. Anhu hajizin, right? وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And indeed this Quran is a reminder. إِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ for whom? لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, for all the God-fearing people, for all the righteous people, or those who would like to live the life of piety and righteousness. وَإِنَّا لَنَعْلَمُ أَنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُكَذِّبِينَ. But at the same time, or on the other hand, we also know for sure, وَإِنَّا لَنَعْلَمُ, we surely know it, that there are some liars. There are people among you, those who are denying the truth, and they are also lying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَإِنَّا لَنَعْلَمُ, we know, أَنَّ مِنْكُمْ, that among yourselves there are people, مُكَذِّبِين, who are doing takzeeb, who are denying, who are not accepting, and they are lying. So whatever they are saying about this Quran, that this is the word of poetry, this is the word of kahin, and all that, these are all مُكَذِّبِين. وَإِنَّهُ لَحَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And indeed, this rejection of the Quran, not accepting the Quran, is a big, regret. The reason of regret, very bitter regret for those people who are kafir. Alal kafirin, those who are kafir, those who are not believing in the Quran, a day will come very soon in this world and in the hereafter when they will be very much feeling regret, and it will be very bitter regret because they cannot come back. You know, the time, that moment is gone.
Hasratun is sorrow?
Sorrow and bitter sorrow, like regret.
And la before that is no?
No, is it for taqeed.
I see.
It is, this lam is without alif. So this, just the letter lam is, comes for taqeed to emphasize on the meaning.
It's not the same word hasra that we use in Urdu?
Yes.
Isn't that more like a wishful thinking?
Not in the positive sense over here.
Right,
but
wishful thinking is also positive.
Negative, yes.
It's a wishful thinking that all of this was true.
Yes, and we should have accepted.
Right.
We should have accepted. So we should be better off today. But that moment is gone. Like someone gets an opportunity and he did not avail that opportunity, and after the opportunity is gone, then he is feeling very sorry and regretful.
Like Laitani.
Laitani. So, وَإِنَّهُ لَحَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. وَإِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينَ. And indeed this Quran for surely is absolute truth. Haqq is truth, yaqeen, surely. So, from this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered all those objections and concerns or allegations that this Quran is not the shair, the word of shair, not the word of kind. What is that? It is the absolute truth. وَإِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ الْيَقِينَ. فَصَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that just move your attention away from these people and you glorify to your Lord the name of your Lord, make the tasbih, like making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify His name. Fasabbih bismi rabbikal azim. Your Rabb, the one who is supreme, who is very great. Fasabbih bismi rabbikal azim. There are several surahs in the Quran, they are ending on this ayah. Fasabbih bismi rabbikal azim. So, this is the word of command, right? Allah saying that, do it, say the tasbih. So, in response, we should say it, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
Okay.
Whenever you see this command of Allah, Fasabbih bismi rabbikal azim, and you are not reciting this ayat in the prayer, outside the prayer, then say in the response, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.